So we wrote letters to ourselves. This will be the last day. Mark, you read yours. Andy, you wrote yours. Mm-hmm. We decided to sit down and write a letter to ourselves about 3 months ago. I pictured mine around the beginning of February. And I really suggest this exercise. I think it could be great for people of any ages if you want to take a stab at it. And so it's time for me to share mine. Hey, Nikki, it's Nikki. Listen, don't freak out, but crap is about to go down. I'm talking about the world as you know it changing so rapidly that you probably wouldn't believe me if I told you. So instead, let's talk about what you can control and let me help you out a little bit here. First of all, it's Friday night, you've got sweatpants and Netflix on, and your friends are asking if you want to go out, and you'll pretend to consider it when in fact you have absolutely no intention of moving off your sofa tonight. And I get it, but just go. Throw on some makeup, do your hair, and go have a drink and enjoy the night out with your friends. Very soon, you'll actually be wishing that you had the choice to go out and stay out late and complain about the hangover and lack of sleep the next day. Also, don't stress about your summer trip to Europe. Planning vacations is not your favorite thing to do. And in this case, you won't actually have to plan anything because it's not going to happen. But don't worry, because some of that vacation fund is going to come in handy while you buy a lot of useless stuff online over the next few months.
Yep.
Know those suction cups that claim to firm up your thighs overnight are not a smart purchase. You can just throw the $30 in the trash instead of ordering them. In all seriousness, the next few months will be tough for the entire world. And although you're lucky in many ways, you will not be immune to the struggle. Your grandfather will have a heart attack and your mom will be hospitalized as well. And having them in the hospital is going to feel a lot scarier than it would have a year ago. You will lose sleep worrying about them and half the world will be losing sleep with you. They'll be okay, but many people who end up in the hospital over the next few months will not be. You'll see people mourning alone after a family member passes without the closure or connection of a funeral or a celebration of life. There will be a lot of sadness and there will be a lot of fear. Please remember that when people are fearful, they're not always themselves. You will learn that, and as a result, you'll be kinder to yourself and make fewer judgments. What the world is collectively about to experience is completely unprecedented and nothing that any of us could have prepared for. And I promise that as crazy and sad and surreal as it all seems, it won't last forever. And a silver lining is that you're about to start to live life really appreciating the things that you've probably taken for granted. Things like dinner with friends, a date on a Friday night that you know is going nowhere, running to the mall just to buy a new shirt for said date that you know is going nowhere. Things like a week at home on your mom's sofa, just laughing and joking, meeting new people, kissing cheeks and shaking hands, stressing over travel plans, and touching a coworker's arm as you have a meaningful conversation. And most of all, hugs. You will never want to hug the people you love and even some strangers more than you will want to over the next few months. And you won't be able to. You'll feel every emotion possible, sometimes all within the same day, and so many people will feel the same way. You'll feel a responsibility to keep your spirits up and stay positive for your show in order to give people a little bit of a break from the hardship. Please just remember that you're human and it's okay to have a bad day too. It's okay to feel sad, overwhelmed, or lonely sometimes. And it's okay to put on a few pounds, leave your dishes in the sink, or watch too much TV. Give yourself a break and remember that the entire world is struggling. As much as you want to lift the spirits of other people, you'll also feel supported by some really great people, some near and some far, some people you've never met, and sometimes it's the people you least expect who will give you a little push that you need to refocus on what's good, because there really is still so much good in the world. One thing is for sure, the world will not be the same when this is all over, and you won't be the same. You'll be more grateful, you won't take human connection for granted, and you'll be a more patient person with priorities that look a little different than they do now. Oh yeah, get your gel nails removed today. I seriously just saved you 3 hours of frustration and 2 bottles of acetone. You're welcome. Take a deep breath, make yourself as comfortable as you can, and remember, if there's one thing for sure, it's that this too shall pass.